With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A DNR deer management specialist says strong support has been seen for proposed changes to how deer management is handled in Wisconsin. Currently, decisions are made on a county-by-county basis. Deer management specialist Jeff Pritzel updated the Natural Resources Board recently on public comment on the idea of going back to a habitat-based system of deer management units.
Both in the northern forest and in general, comments ran about 80% in favor of the proposed change. In the central forest, it was a little bit closer, but still a majority in favor.
Pritzel said the current system can be a challenge for deer advisory councils, as one part of a county may need a different management style than the rest.
And that's really the challenge that those CDECs in the north were dealing with and expressing, in that they were caught in the middle within, if in their county, they were seeing both ends of the spectrum. And so by going to a habitat-based unit system, it would allow the CDECs to recognize that, all right, we can capture the public input that says, be conservative over here while providing opportunity in other areas.
Pritzel hoped a rule to revise the deer management boundaries could be before the Natural Resources Board as soon as February. While our days are growing longer, it won't be until daylight savings time in March until we start seeing sunsets after 6 p.m. The lack of daylight hours this time of year and the cold weather are big contributors to seasonal affective disorder. It's a form of depression that occurs during the winter. Jessica Schaefer is a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health.
So that's just a perfect combination for our energy levels to be depleted. And then obviously people think of their mood kind of dropping in response to that. So when we have that combination of our energy is low, our mood is low, what we start to do is we start to do less, right? So we're less engaged, we're not keeping up with our routine, we're not keeping up with enjoyable activities, or we're not socializing as much. So we kind of just shut down in general.
There are things people can do to turn that around. Schaefer recommends moving more, making plans with friends, and pushing yourself to try new things.
Those things can start to increase our energy, increase kind of those feel-good chemicals, and we can start activating different emotions besides just feeling low, feeling flat, you know, that sadness that kind of comes with the season. And in general, just kind of having things to look forward to, creating things to look forward to, is a really helpful thing during the winter months.
Schaefer says people can also get medical help. She recommends going to your regular provider first and talking to them about being referred to a therapist or counselor. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The Liberal candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court participated in a briefing with Democratic donors billed as a chance to put two more House seats in play. Republicans say that shows she is committed to redrawing congressional districts to benefit Democrats. Liberal Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford faces Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in the April 1st election. The race will determine whether liberals maintain a majority on the court. Crawford's campaign on Wednesday defended her appearance at the event with Democratic donors, saying she never discussed redistricting, but Schimmel's campaign accused her of offering congressional seats for support. Congressional redistricting is one of several high-profile issues the court may take on. A possible cut in funding for school meals would leave more than 900,000 children without free breakfast and lunch in the Midwest and Great Plains, including some in the Northwoods. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports.
A school meal program is on a list of potential cuts for an upcoming budget bill in D.C. The program is called the Community Eligibility Provision. It allows school districts with a high concentration of students in poverty to give all of their kids free meals. Hancock Place School District in St. Louis uses the program but wouldn't be eligible under the proposed cut. Superintendent Kevin Carl is calling on lawmakers to find savings elsewhere.
When students are fed and they're healthy and they're well, then they're going to be best positioned to be successful with their academics and really do well at school and thrive.
The proposal would cut $3 billion from the program across the country. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
In Wisconsin, the change would affect more than 107,000 students. Locally, the school districts of Antigo, Lac-des-Flambeau, Leona, Rhinelander, and Prentice are among those that have schools enrolled in the program this year. The Democratic National Committee will elect a new chair Saturday as it tries to guide Democrats through Republican Donald Trump's second presidency. Eight candidates are seeking to replace outgoing chair Jamie Harrison. The contest will be decided at the DNC's winter meeting in suburban Washington. The leading candidates include Wisconsin's Ben Wickler. At least seven cases of H5N1 avian flu or bird flu have been reported in Michigan since December 16th. An infectious disease expert from Michigan State University shared her insights with reporter Crystal Blair.
Avian flu circulates in wild birds and can infect poultry, causing illnesses classified as highly or low pathogenic. Michigan's first cases in 2022 introduced a highly pathogenic strain. Dr. Kimberly Dodd, an infectious disease expert at Michigan State University, explains why that initial outbreak was unique.
Generally, once it comes to wintertime, the number of cases drop off, and sometimes that's all we see of the outbreak and it's resolved. In this case, the outbreak continued over the winter and spread across the entire country.
This recent outbreak has affected more than 340,000 birds. Dodd says early findings show the virus also infecting wild mammals, especially young carnivores and scavengers, later spreading to marine mammals near infected waterfowl. As of now, bird flu has been detected in 30 dairy cattle herds across Michigan. The initial case, reported in March 2024, marked the first instance of bird flu in dairy cattle in the U.S. Since then, the virus has spread to additional herds around the state. Dodd says dozens of domestic and wild cats were also infected after the virus spread to dairy cattle.
We think this is primarily due to the fact that these barn cats may have access to raw milk on the farm, and we know that that raw milk contains high levels of virus.
The Centers for Disease Control reports 67 confirmed human cases of avian flu in the United States, with one death. However, the CDC views the situation as a low health risk to the public. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.